This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Welcome back to the Pit Stop Podcast.
Ah!
Whoa, that was a big shout. That made me jump.
You said big energy.
Yeah, okay, that was big energy, man.
Guys, we're both fucking knackered, so we need to be putting extra energy in to make it sound good.
We're going
to
put as much energy in today's episode as we can. Fab's been driving for 7 hours today.
A bit longer, because we had the car... someone had a car crash again. Yeah. These stupid people on the motorway crashing their bloody cars means we got to wait in traffic for 45 minutes.
We're currently filming this at 10 p.m. It goes up at midnight. It says 2 hours till this goes live. You could say we left it a bit last minute, or you could say perfectly timed.
I think everything that we do is strategic, streamlined, accurate, precise.
I think the way we do things is perfect for us. If we didn't do everything like this, it wouldn't be natural.
Exactly, and it's a good thing we're doing it.
Yeah, it is a good thing.
Because then it is us, isn't it?
Yeah, today we've been filming the SAS video with Ollie Ollerton we told you about. It'll be out on Tuesday. You're going to get a bonus podcast the Tuesday coming and a YouTube video on Tuesday. Get ready for that because it's hilarious. We got edit.
And shout out to Ollie and the whole of the Breakpoint team. They were so welcoming.
And his wife and everyone.
They made us food, and then we did a lovely podcast, and then they put us through an hour and a half of absolute hell. So no thanks to them, actually. It was the worst day of my life, and I'll never be going back.
It's so cool we're getting these opportunities to go and do stuff like that, and then when we get there, the people we meet are just so amazing. Like, you have the best time ever. We were in the car going, what an amazing group of people. I hope we can do more with them.
Yes.
But yeah, that's going to be out Tuesday. Welcome to the Pit Stop Podcast. It's race week, and it's Azerbaijan. Baku Circuit. People's favourite track. A lot of people's favourite track.
Yeah?
Yeah. People love it.
Yeah, well, it's like the fastest speed track.
Yeah, and there's that one little bit. Yeah. You know the little bit I mean?
Where you have to swing through and round. I know exactly what you're talking about.
And Leclerc crashed into it, and there's the famous clip of him going, I am stupid!
Do you know what? I heard an Italian guy called Charles Leclerc, Charles Leclerc.
Is it Leclerc or Leclerc?
Or maybe I even heard himself say Leclerc. I don't know. I heard someone on TV say
like
Leclerc.
Leclerc is right, but I say Leclerc because I like chocolate clairs.
Do you know what I reckon it is? I reckon it's because he's from Monaco.
Yeah.
And like Monaco is like kind of French, Italian, but also on its own. Maybe they've adopted the French way of speaking and it's like Leclerc.
I wonder what other people say.
With the phlegm, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Some people say it really wrong though. Like, I think Leclerc or Leclerc are fine. I think that's just like a tone. If we're wrong, let us know.
I like the hard. If I was just going to spell it, I'd put a K at the end, like a kicking K.
Nice.
Kicking K, and it'd be a hard K, so it'd be like Charles Leclerc.
I tell you what, we should set them a challenge to do. Everyone listening, our Instagram is at Pitstop. Send us voice notes of how you pronounce Leclerc. Just on our messages, just send us 3 second voice notes of you going Leclerc, Leclerc, and we'll play them out on the next pod. And then
someone
we'll
will come in with like David or something like that.
Yeah, we need to bring back the voice notes. But yeah, it's race week. Today's going to be a bit of a shorter episode. We're going to bring you a banging episode for Monday after the race, but we are knackered and we only have 2 hours to get this filmed and uploaded. But we're going to start off by talking about Baku last year. So we did the little quiz and people probably have learned a lot. Hope you like them. We're going to do them before every race so you can learn about the track and, you know, where we're learning as well. So even though Fab's asking me questions and I'm asking him questions, we didn't know that shit before Fab got the info off Google. So
do you know what we should do? We should do every circuit we do, rather than we can ask questions as well. We should do a section fact or fiction. So like we'll find a fact and then we'll make up some absolute baloney about it. And I'll give you two answers
about, two truths, one lie kind of thing.
Let's say about Baku, I'd be like, Baku is the fastest street circuit, or Baku is the place where Michael Schumacher had a tremendous crash in 29 or something, 2009. I don't even know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying?
I get the idea of the game. Two troops, one lap.
Yeah, but we can make it really funny.
Yeah, I'm up for that, mate. Let's bring that to the table.
Do you know what? The fans have just got an inside perspective there of how we get...
That's how we get our ideas.
We sit next to each other on the sofa and we just splurt shit at each other.
One thing we haven't done for a while, this is like episode 31 or 32.
32.
I feel like it would be nice just to have a quick 60 seconds roundup and just say thank you to everyone who is listening to the podcast. Like, we get so carried away and we don't really ever get the chance to say it, but the podcast is still in the charts somehow. People are listening, all our socials are growing, we're getting amazing messages, and people seem to be loving it. We meet people in person, they say that, you know, we've got them into the sport, and you got that dad who said, shout out to dad on the plane, let's shout
him
out.
Yeah, oh, should I just tell that
story
really quickly?
Yeah, tell that story, because this is amazing, guys.
So I heard a story, I know someone who works as a host on an aeroplane, and she was serving someone in first class, and he was watching Drive to Survive on the TV. And as she's standing there pouring his tea, she just asked him about it. And he turned around to her and he said, yeah, so I watch Formula One with my son, but he never used to be into it. And he always wanted his son to watch it with him and he never did. And then his son found out about one, Drive to Survive, and two, a certain podcast, which is really funny. And that got his son into it. And now he watches the Formula One with his son. And so this person I know was like, oh, what's the podcast? And he was like, Pit Stop.
Mad.
What a mad, mate. What a mad thing. And the fact that now his son watches it with him because of us.
It's so cool.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's so cool. That's one of my favorite things about this. The demographic goes from like kids to adults to like grannies and granddads. We get messages from all sorts of people that are new to the sport.
All walks of life. Dogs, cats, chimpanzees.
It makes me so proud though, because like we do it at home on our own, just chatting shit, staring at each other, talking about Formula One. But if this is helping people get into the sport, like, you're helping us get into the sport as well. So thanks for being here. It's been an amazing journey so far, but I can promise you now, this is just the start. Like,
guys,
there is some crazy shit.
Guys, okay, we have this video idea.
Don't tell them it yet, but it's amazing.
And it's single-handedly the greatest video idea I've ever heard in my 26 years of existence.
Yeah, I agree. It's gonna be mega.
It is gonna be top dollar. We're gonna get the whole team in. I don't know who that is yet, but there will be a team, and it's gonna be effing crazy. And it's gonna be the best YouTube video.
It's gonna be crazy.
The world has seen.
The timeline for that is it's gonna be out in less than 60 days. So you've got 2 months to wait, because it will be a bit.
Yeah, you've got
than
two
that,
months to figure out what it could be and wrap your head around it.
Right. Anyway, that's enough of us chatting. Last race in Baku, the podium was Perez won, Vettel came second, and Gasly came third. So that's a pretty crazy podium for 2021. Gasly got a podium. I believe, could be wrong, might be the photo behind me, or that might be when he won.
It's also the question
sure.
that I quizzed you on in the last episode.
Yeah, so that was the podium last week.
Last year.
Let's do our predictions a bit earlier, not the end of the episode. Let's just give our predictions now of what we think this week's going to be.
We're rounding it up now.
No, we've got a few things to talk about yet, but I want your predictions. Perez won last week. Who wins this week?
Okay. Well, considering the nature of the track,
yep.
I think the Red Bulls may be slightly quicker through the corners.
Mm-hmm.
So even though I love my boy Leclerc, I'm going to put Verstappen first.
Yep. Second?
Second, Leclerc.
Third?
Perez.
Nice. Nice podium.
Yeah.
No room for Russell?
Russ. Big Russ boy.
Top five every race so far. Not going to think he might sneak a podium? A crash or something?
What, Russy dog? Are you talking about Russ
dog? Yeah,
Russy
dog. Woof, woof.
Woof, woof, Russy, woof, woof, woof.
Woof, 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 woof.
I think Russ could be in fifth.
Okay.
Reggie.
My podium's different. I've gone Perez to win, Leclerc second, and Russell third.
I like how you say Perez. Like, I say Perez.
Well, it's better than me calling him Chico.
Yeah, but you say Perez.
Perez.
Like Perez Hilton.
Perez Hilton. I suppose, yeah. I should say Perez.
No, I like Perez.
I think that's probably
the correct way to say it.
Probably not.
Perez. I think it actually is.
I think he'll win this week again. Which brings me on to one of my main talking point questions. I'd love your opinion on it, because you're not just a new Formula One fan. You're like a live and breathing expert. Like,
mate,
now.
I'm Fabio Bocca from Pit Stop.
Yeah,
you're
32 episodes in. Like, you know what you're on about now.
I know everything.
So it's a simple question. Do you think Perez could challenge Verstappen for the title this season?
I think Alonso takes both of them.
Oh, shut up.
Do I think Perez can... No.
Like, think about it. Think about his poles. Think about the car.
How long do you want me to think about
it? You really think no?
Yeah.
I think if Perez wins this weekend, everyone will be asking that question. Genuinely. Even if Verstappen doesn't win this weekend and Perez comes second, like if Verstappen DNFs or something and Perez comes second, everyone will be asking that question.
Dunf.
Or if Verstappen and Leclerc both DNF this weekend and Russell won, everyone would then be saying, Russell could win the championship. It'd only be like 20 points behind.
I mean, I'll be honest with you, after that performance of what Pierre Gasly put in Monaco, I think fucking hell, he's got a shot at it.
Mate, Pierre Gasly, but it was for the tyres though. He was only really because he was on such better tyres.
Gasly. I'm going to start calling him Gasly.
Gasly, because he's got so much gas.
Pierre Gasly. He's always gassing it around the corner as hard as he can.
I've seen rumours, by the way. Big rumours about Gasly.
God.
Yeah, the rumour mill is out.
Just break him to me.
There's a little rumour going around that Gasly could go to Mercedes. And it's all because, you know, maybe Mercedes look at him not being able to go to Red Bull and think, oh, okay, let's snatch him up.
I swear I said this like two episodes
ago.
Yeah,
you did. And he is one of the drivers that could go to Mercedes.
Well, it's a rumour now.
It's a rumour, yeah.
I was chatting shite.
I would say now, whenever we say something's a rumour on the podcast, bear in mind that's just me seeing some tweets of random Formula One account, someone going, what if Mercedes get Gasly?
Don't tell him where we get our info from, because then everyone will crack the code and everyone will start doing their own pit stop.
To be honest, I don't think anyone's going to get shitter info than us. Mm. Every other podcast had, to be fair though, maybe that's why people like Pit Stop, because we don't just talk about the stuff that everyone reads anyway. We get, like, for example, this. Matt from WTF1, love this. We like WTF1. They follow us. Really cool. They have a great podcast. But yeah, Matt tweeted, what does a driver do if they sneeze while driving? And it fascinated me. I was like, yeah, what do you do? You know, like, sometimes you just have to sneeze.
Open the visor.
No, but you wouldn't have time. What if you're going into a corner? What if you're going at 200 miles an hour and you got a sneeze? When you sneeze, your head goes down and your eyes shut. That could be you in a wall. I wonder if a driver has ever crashed. Because they sneeze.
Because of a sneeze. Or, like, imagine, like, a bee in their helmet.
A bee. Even coughing. Coughing makes you shake.
There is actually a statistic for that, which I will pull up while you're talking about the next thing.
I love a statistic, my friend.
A certain amount of people crash their car, mainly in summer, because a bee has flown into the car.
You would likely crash your car because a moth. If a moth came into your car, you'd be in the wall.
If a moth flew into my car, I'm taking my belt off, jumping that door. I don't care how fast I'm going. I was in the car with Callum, like, about 2 months ago, and he's put a spider. It was a dead one, but he found a dead spider in my car. And he put it in the sun visor and put it up.
No!
And I came out. He was waiting in the car for me. I came out of the shop, and me just being stupid, he was like, just pull your visor. This is while I was driving. I was, like, pulling away from the shop, doing about 20 miles an hour. He's like, just pull your visor down. And I didn't think anything of it. And I pulled it down, and this spider came down and fell in my lap. And I took both hands off the wheel.
Just jumped up.
I freaked. I let out
if
a scream.
If that's a spider, a moth, you would be out of the car. That's
I let out a scream, Jake.
I'm not joking when I tell you I have at least probably 75 videos of this guy running around his room because there's a moth trying to kill it, trying to find it.
Yeah.
Sneakily looking behind the bed, trying to find it.
Well, look, there's a serious issue with moths in the UK specifically. And when it's a hot, sultry evening and the heat is, you know, is warm in the house, you need the window open. So what is the solution? Now, I have the solution because when I went to Canada when I was a kid, they have these kinds of solutions. You just get some netting that you put in front of the window. Like, it fits perfectly around your window. It lets all the air in, but it's a net, so no bugs can get in.
So what are you saying? We net the flat?
We need to net something.
We don't get moths in this flat, though.
Do you know what I should do instead?
What?
I should get one of those princess things that you hang above the bed where it drapes down
oh
over the bed.
Oh my god, you should. Or just get a fly swatter.
Yeah. Or just don't open the window.
Yeah, or just don't open the window. We get so off topic on this podcast. I wonder what people think when they listen to it. Do you reckon they laugh in the car?
I wonder how fast a moth flies at full speed.
I don't know. They're quick, aren't they? They're not slow. I reckon, like, probably slower than a Formula One car.
I think they're fairly slow. I don't know.
Do you reckon faster than a Formula One car?
Oh my god.
What?
How fast does a moth fly? They can reach speeds of up to 37 miles per hour.
Yeah, slower than a Formula One
car. And have some of nature's fastest reflexes.
Wow, I bet you didn't know that.
They could pace with a horse in a race, and they get their name from their quick flight patterns.
All right, let's stop talking about moths now. I don't think anyone cares about moths, Fab.
There are nearly 4,000 different species of... Oh, Skipper. What's a Skipper?
No one cares about moths or skippers. Get off of it.
Wait, this isn't even a moth. This is about Skipper.
What's a Skipper?
I don't know.
I don't care what a Skipper is. Stop talking about moths.
All right, I'm going to Google quickly.
All right, you Google that, and I'm going to keep talking about what Matt said.
All right.
Yeah, I feel like if you sneeze whilst you're driving, that must be quite dangerous. And if this is a call-out to anyone who's ever drove a go-kart or any kind of car, if you've sneezed while driving and had a crash, send us a voice note on at Pit Stop and we'll play it out loud, because I know that's probably not the nicest thing for us to do, but I am interested to know what would actually happen. Moving on to the next thing, we're going to look at Max Verstappen's record at Baku. I don't know if you guys know about this, but in his last four races in Baku, he's only ever finished one of them, and he's never had a podium there. He's DNF'd, come fourth, DNF'd, and DNF'd. So Baku has not been kind to Verstappen, and Fab thinks Verstappen's going to win this week. Someone who's never podiumed there. Why this week?
Up until 2007, there had been over 650,000 car accidents caused by uninvited insects.
Fab, I just asked you a question.
Okay, go on.
Verstappen's never got a podium at Baku. He's only ever finished one race.
Don't believe it.
So you really think Verstappen's going to win? I love Verstappen. I'd love Verstappen to win. But Perez has become my favourite driver.
You mean Perez?
Perez. Perez has become my favourite driver. Just think he's a legend, mate. Just love him.
We said it already. When
he's drunk.
When he's coming off that boat, he's got hair like a fucking crow's nest.
Yeah, and there's a shoe in the water. That video, he just comes out, his shoe's floating in the... Oh, genius. Man. Absolutely genius. Yeah, I think a big weekend for Perez. Did you see what Apple have done? Have you heard about this? This is mega.
No.
We know how big Drive Survive is.
Yes.
Apple have purchased the rights to a Formula One film with an expected budget of $140 million. The film star, main guy, is Brad Pitt, and it's going to be directed by Top Gun's Joseph Kosinski.
Brad Pitt played... No.
Producers on the project, Jerry Bruckheimer and Sir Lewis Hamilton. Hamilton is a producer on it.
Wow.
And it's a Formula One movie
on
Apple.
Maybe that's where Hamilton goes into showbiz, like after F1.
But how crazy is that? Like, maybe even 6-7 years ago, people would have laughed at the idea of Drive to Survive. And now they're like, let's do a movie on
it. Mate, I quite honestly think if you can film anything, and as long as you film it correctly, like, you could film a pile of shit. But as long as it's filmed, like, with a cinematic camera and a bit of a storyline to it, like, where did it come from?
Shit come from?
Then people will want to
watch it. You can make a whole story of how it got there.
People will want to watch it.
Yeah, well, let's put it to the test. Let's put it to the test, see what we can do, eh?
All right.
Well, we become movie stars.
All right, well, like, after this pod?
We can become directors. Now we've done enough today.
Yeah, we
have. There's the last thing I need to do today.
Yeah, do you know, we haven't even started editing the video, though.
Oh, we have. I'll do that whilst you edit the pod.
More fun.
I think that, Drive Survive, people struggled at the beginning, maybe some people who have never seen it. And I think that was all because, like you said, if you've never seen anything like that, you're going to be like, what is this? It's a bit like I saw someone say the other day, when you watch a sitcom or a new show or any kind of TV show, the first episode, a bit like Love Island. If anyone's watching Love Island at the moment, you watch the first two episodes, first three, and you just think this is rubbish. Like, this is boring. Like, a few bits might make you laugh. You might fancy some of the people, but you think it's rubbish. It's because it's not until you know the characters, understand the story, and really grip into it, you like it. And Drive Survive have done that so well now because they've built storylines around all these people.
I guess.
But you would never have had that.
It kind of works both ways. I was trying to find a comparison there, but I mean, for instance, SAS Who Dares Wins has, I feel like it's gotten worse than what it used to be. Like, the first few series.
I don't watch the new one.
Were like really brutal. However, it's different people every time, so there's no story.
Yeah, they need Ollie.
It's nothing without Ollie. But it's like with music, you find that like a lot of the time people are like, oh, that band, like their first album was the best.
Mm.
And it will never be replicated. But then you get some bands who are like, their first two albums, three albums were like not that good, and it was the fourth album that really blew them up and was the amazing one. So yeah, I guess it depends, really.
I think like my opinion on it would be, before Drive Survive and before something like this was out, that, and before social media took over Formula One, because there was a 99% increase the year Drive Survive came out in social media for Formula One. 99%. Absolutely disgusting.
Gosh,
so, yeah. So before that, there was like barely anything. I think before Drive Survive, people would have been more likely to support a team, whereas now I think you're more likely to support a driver, because you can really follow a driver rather than just a team. And I think that's why now you see people...
I think the opposite.
Do you? What, you think people are more likely to support teams now?
I think, yeah.
But now you can really like a certain driver. You don't have to just be like, oh, I'm a Mercedes... I don't know about how it works in this sport, whether people go crazy about it, but I feel like we don't support teams. We just love all the drivers. So it's easy for us to go, oh, I like Perez now. Oh, this week I'm supporting Hamilton. We can do it because it doesn't matter.
I guess this is so hard for us to tell because we're so biased now because, I mean, we're surrounded by it every day. I was trying to think back to when I was a kid and I'd watch it with my dad. And obviously my dad knew, like, some of the front runners who were on at that time. So, like, Schumacher, Jenson Button, Felipe Massa, Sebastian Vettel. He was the ones that they were the ones that he would speak about. And he would never speak about who was at the back of the grid. But and so I'm thinking now, well, maybe everyone knows everyone on the grid. But then again, I don't know because I think we just surround ourselves with this all the time.
No, I do think now, I do agree with you. I do think now everyone would know everyone on the grid. And that's because everyone's got socials.
Social media platform. Yeah.
Socials has made this sport something different. And no matter what way you look at it, whether you're a new fan, an old fan, someone who doesn't like the fact that it's changed or does like the fact that it's changed, it is all amazing for the sport because at the end of the day, all this money coming in, all this media is what's going to get the better races in the better locations.
Mate, the way I see it is, and this is not just to do with Formula One, but this is just a general life rule.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
I think is that the world is always moving forward. There's nothing you can do to stop it. So you have to adapt with the times and, like, if you don't think it's as good as what it used to be, then just look back on the history with fond memories.
Yeah.
And be like, that was that period of time.
I agree, man.
And, like, this is how it is now. And don't turn your nose up at it. Like, just embrace. Formula One is so good now.
Yeah. No, it is amazing. I completely agree. And it's only going to get better. Like, it is going to get better every year. A business that's got this many eyes on it, got this many opinions, you know, the best mechanics in the world, this is only going to get better.
Yeah.
Like, everything is going in the right direction. It's in a great place.
We're going to be racing, like, spaceships in the next, like, couple of hundred years. Yeah, Elon Musk is, like, going to go in a cryo machine. He's going to live till he's 709. He's going to come out. He's be like, yeah, flying cars. We'll race him.
I'd like to put it out there now, if anyone listening works for NASA, or anything to do with astronauts. It's always been a dream of mine to go to the moon. So if anyone could make that happen, have you got any dreams you want to shout out? Someone might be able to make it happen. You never know who's listening.
Yeah.
What could you shout out? I'd like to go to NASA. I'd like to go in a police car. I'd like to go in the back of the safety car. Not actually be arrested. I'd just like to drive a police car up and down the motorway. We want to go in the back of the safety car. So Burt Mylander, hit us up.
I hope that's his name.
It is. That is his name. Anything else you want to do?
All my dreams are music related. I don't know if anyone can help.
If anyone works at the Formula One and can get Alexis Kings playing one of the shows at the end of a race, because that should happen. Fabio Bocca from Pitstop should be playing the show at the end.
Oh, it will happen.
Oh, it's going to happen, guys.
Guys,
talk about it like it's already in motion.
Well, you should see my email inbox.
Oh, you're not sending any more emails after you booked us in to do a fucking SAS course, my friend.
You have no idea what I've got lined up.
I can't wait
you
for you guys
no
to see
You have no idea what's
video.
Up my sleeve.
We got a great email today, didn't we? From a very special game.
Well, don't say anymore.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah. Well, guys, we have to end the podcast.
From a very special game. I wonder what it is.
I know it was short, and I apologise, but we're going to be back on Sunday with a good one. If you need to fill the void, our TikTok is at Pitstop. Our Instagram is at Pitstop. There's going to be so much content on there. You're getting a bonus episode on Tuesday, a YouTube vid on Tuesday, race reaction Monday morning. But yeah, we need to get this edited, get it up, and start working on the vid.
Yeah.
We do, don't we? Yeah, we're shattered.
I'm fucked, guys. Have a good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening to the Pit Stop Podcast. Subscribe if you haven't already. Rate it 5 stars, and we'll be back on Sunday at midnight, Monday morning. Enjoy Baku.
Yeah. Spirit Studios.